Samach Vav Amid Aleph. We have to finish the Tosfos and then finish the Amid. The Gemara had said, Gemara was trying to figure out what was the Maise Bayani Amelach, that it says, Bayukash Hadovo Veloy Nimso. So the Gemara had said as follows, if we'll say it was Treyotrei, that two Edim had said that Nishbis Imay Shal Yanai, and two Edim said Loi Nishbis. So what's that for Loi Nimsa? So you see, Chorosa, it's Treyotrei, my Chosvis is Samcha Sahani, Smoy Chahani. So Tosfos had brought down Rashi. Rashi asked the Kasha, let's tell on Chazoke, and Rashi says, Abir, we don't tell on Chazoke since the mother is not here, Yanni doesn't have a Chazoke. And Tosfos asks the Kasha on Rashi from a Gemara in Ksubis, Divrei HaMachshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. That's where we were up to last week. V'yesh Loima, Dloy omar huki trei bahadi trei ela betrume darabono utrei utrei sveike darabono ubaho loy ichmiru avo biyuchsen di kisure de reise ichmiru vasure hi mi darabono. Now let us try to explain what Tosfos is saying. There's a shaila in the Gemara, if trei or trei sveike di araise, or trei or trei is sveike di rabona. Now, what does this mean? There's a svare that trei or trei sveike di araise, which means that if we have two eidim that say nishbis, and two eidim say loy nishbis. So we have here trei trei. So now there's a shaila, let us shtel her al chazkosa. So there's a svara to say, the birur of chazoke is never applicable by trei trei. Because just like we understand, if there'll be two eidim will say nishbis, and four eidim will say loy nishbis. So the loy nishbis is not stronger than the nishbis because there's four eidim. We have a klal trei kemeya. You can accumulate 100 eidim that will say loy nishbis. It'll still be trei or trei. So adding on more eidim on one side of the suffix does not in any way be mevarer the suffix by adding on more eidim to one side, to the sad heter. So therefore, this mandiyama holds, so let us say you have a cheskat heter. There was a chazoke that she was, mutter till now, and this chazoke is telling me that she remains mutter. So he holds, a chazoke is not better than another kat edim. What is the difference if you'll have four eidim, six eidim, or you'll have two eidim plus achazoke? Achazoke is not better than eidim. And if four eidim cannot help the situation, six eidim cannot help the situation, so two eidim plus achazoke also cannot help the situation. The birur of chazoke is not stronger than another kat. So weiter we have trei trei. The zweite trei, zweite rasofik. You can't be mevare the sofik with chazoke, since chazoke is not stronger than a kat of eidim. We have trei kemei. So therefore he holds, trei trei sveike de yereis. That means even though there's a chazoke, the chazoke does not in any way shed light. The chazoke does not in any way shed light on the sofik. And it's sveike de yereis. It's a sofik min ha-Torah. That's if you're trei trei sveike de yereis. There's a man de yoma that holds trei trei sveike de rabona. What does that mean? That means, midarabonon, it has a Torah suffix. But mina Torah, the suffix was nifshat already. Mina Torah, we stall on chazake. Why do we stall on chazake? Because chazake is not a biror in the shaila. Chazake is an anhoge. I don't know what to do. To say nishbis, to say loy nishbis. I don't know what to do. So I won't be mevarer the shaila. I can't be mevarer the shaila. But the din is, if you don't know what to do, so the anhog is yishtalam chazoke. So, but till now, not knowing, so what should I do? So till now, she was mutalakuna, now she's also mutalakuna. So, mina toire yishtalam chazoke. The rabbonon were machmer. The rabbonon said, mid rabbonon, we won't yishtalam chazoke, and mid rabbonon will consider it, kiilu, it is still a son. That is treye trei sveike the rabbonon. So this is a machlekes in the Gemara. So Taisvis answers as follows. La locha we paskin trei and trei sveike de rabona. Zivra locha we paskin trei and trei sveike de rabona. So mina teure yishtalan chazok. So now, mit de rabona you don't yishtalan chazok. So Taisvis says, now this halocha, that mit de rabona you do not shtel an chazok, matters what the shayla is. If the shayla is negeya trume de rabbonon, the shayla is negeya trume de rabbonon, so then there's a whole bunch of chumres. That means mina teure, it's not trume. Mina teure chazoke tells me that she's not nishbis. So by trume de rabbonon, chazal were never machme to say trei trei sveike de rabbonon and we tell on chazoke. So therefore, Taisus had a gemore in. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that there was a Shaila, was she a Grusha? Wasn't she a Grusha? And Yishtel on Chazoke. Yishtel on Chazoke over there. A Koyan married Anisha. Trey says she was a Grusha. Trey says she wasn't a Grusha. And Yishtel on Chazoke. And the son is allowed to eat Truma. So Taisa says there, speaking about Truma Darabono. So by Trume, the Rabbonon, since Treye, Trey Sveike, the Rabbonon, in a Treye, Shtalan Chazoke, and we're only speaking about Trume, the Rabbonon, so then we didn't make this whole Chumra, we said, let's Shtalan Chazoke and forget about it. Because the whole thing is Negei, Trume, the Rabbonon. Masha Enkein, Agim, Mori, speaking about Nishbis or not Nishbis, is a Shaila in Yuchsin. Is a Shaila, was Yanai's father permitted to marry Yanai's mother? That's the Shaila. Yuchsin is it's a suffix in a deraisa. That means we're claiming maybe, I feel like the whole Isser of a Shvi is a Drabonon, but mid Drabonon I claim maybe she's a Zayna min HaTayra. So by an Isser Yuchsin, which is in Yesod, an Isser deraisa, then we stick with our guns and we say, Trey, Trey, Sveik in the Drabonon, we will not be Layan Chazok. We will say it's a suffix and therefore we will not be Matara. So that is Pshat Nagamon. That's what Taisra said. Now, let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara, so Abaye was saying, what was the story? What was the story by Yanei HaMelech v'yevukash ha'dovo v'loi nimtza? You can't say it was trei trei, because then it was nimtza. So we'll paskin that she's a suffix zaynen, and she wasn't allowed to marry Yanei's father, and so that wouldn't be v'loi nimtza. Hakochas, what I mean to say is that an Eidechot came and said, L'chayre, in front of Yanai's mother, that she was a Shvuyah. And she was Shosak. And to say that a woman is a Zayne, or as we mentioned last week, or to say there was a Biyas Akum, which is a Biyah of Laftvisis Kedushin, so that is a din of a Dovah Sheva Elde. And it was Shosak. So the Neidechot is Nemon. And then later, two Eidim came and said, they were Makrish this one. But on Koponim, we see that an Neidechot is Nemon in a Dovah Shebel. But that was Abaye's Zayin. So the Gemara says, now this is two lines from the bottom, in the middle of the, next to the last line. The Rava Lo'ilom Treye Treye. It is speaking about the Maisa with Yanai's mother was, there were Treye Treye. Two said it was Nishbis, two said it wasn't Nishbis. I, yes, or Treye Treye, my Chosis, the Somchis Ahani, Smoich Ahani, Not the second tray said loinish bis. The second tray was mazim the first tray. How could you say that you saw that she was nishbis? She was nishbis b'medin. That week that she was nishbis, she went to Florida. So how could you say she was nishbis? So that is why v'loinimsa. That means two edim came and said they had witnessed that she was nishbis in medin. And then they were masking them. That's the story. Before you say me, kiss the Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok shivcha hichnisu tachter. What does Rashi say? Let's say Rashi. Dravache b'amanyumi ba'alma. Shivcha hichnisu tachter. Hichnisu lahem shivcha. That there was a very daring act with these shavoim. That means, Yana's mother, it was Nishbis, and they wanted to get her out as soon as possible, but we're fighting with terrorists over here. So they went, they brought in a shivche, usfurim shehizois, and they were under the impression, the shavoim, that this is Yana's mother, v'gonvuha mehem, and they captured Yana's mother. So Lamaise, and they captured her from the Shavoim. La'achesh and Nishbis, actually Nishyachta b'loyedim. That means she was captured before there was a possibility that she should be Nishyachta b'loyedim. Ilkechenkan akhoshus edim. So what's the trey? The second trey agree with the first trey. It's 100% right. She was Nishbis, but you know what happened before they had a chance to be Mishachet with her? They were Machnis, a Shivcha bim Kaima, and it didn't happen. They stole her, and that's what happened. So the Mela says, Ve'evukesh adovo, ve'loi nimtso, because the second cat said, Lumaisa, she never was a Shvuya. Others want to bring a Raya from this, how are they allowed to be Machnis, a Shivcha, that a Shivcha is Mutu, to marry a Goy. So the Mela, that was the proper thing to do, that here the Yana's mother finds herself in a matzah with Goyim, and by a Shivcha al Kaponim, there is no Issa of a Bia Shivcha to a Nakum. Now we are starting a new sugya. I'd just like to give a little Hakdome. This sugya is very, very, very difficult. So we have to bear with the sugya, and how much we'll be able to understand is hakel revach. But one thing we can feel good about, there were many people who did not understand the sugya, so we won't be in bad company. Omar Rav. Now, Rav said that an eid echad is not Nemon b'mokim dover shebe'ervo, even though it was shosak, Rav said eid echad is not Nemon. Omar Rav mino aminolo. How do I know that an eid echad is not Nemon? This not, we learned a Mishnah. Omar Rav Shimon maise b'megure shel diskim b'yavne. There was a mikveh. Diskim is either a person or it's a certain area in Yavne. Shahoisa oimedes becheska shleim. There was a mikveh that was used by all the people of Yavne. It was becheska shleim. It was assumed that it was a kosher mikveh. And people used it. They tabled themselves. They tabled kalim in it. Umodedu v'nimtseis chseidem. Then someone had a bright idea to measure the mikveh. Everyone's using the mikveh. Let's see if it has memso. They measured it. The nimtzeis chaseir. So now we are speaking about a time span from when they first measured it, when they knew it was kosher. Let's say they had measured it Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then it was zicher kosher. They measured it Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and it was possible. So now the shaila is, all the people, all the kalim that were getoivled between Nisan and Tishrei, Was the mikveh then shalem, or was the mikveh chosa? Are these people tamei, or are they toil? This is a very difficult shaila. So we have here a machloikis between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. Is kol tarish shenasu al gabe hoya Rav Tarfon mitayim? Rav Tarfon says, kol's man, we were unaware that it's a posel a mikveh. We can assume it was a kosher a mikveh. We stel the mikveh al cheskosa. There's a din chazoke. So I could assume that the mikveh was kosher. Now I measured it. Now it's chosel. Okay, so ashtu the chosel. That means when I know that it became chosel, so I assume from then it became chosel. But in the gray areas where I don't know if it was then chosar or sholem, ashtel an chazoke, and therefore, so all the taris that were used to be, or the people, or the kalim, that they toiled in this mikveh, I can assume that they're toiled. The Rabbi Kiva mitame, Rabbi Kiva says no, all the taris that were nitpal in this mikveh, they're tame. Omar Rav Tarfon. Now, the Gemara explains. Mikveh ze becheskes sholem huaymet. This mikveh was becheskes sholem. Misofik ata bola chasre. Now, you don't know when it became chasre. It was sholem hashchadish nissen. Beis nissen. Was it sholem? I don't know. So, you don't know, so you shtel an chazoke. So, just like it was sholem hashchadish nissen, so beis nissen, beis iyer. Till hashchadish cheshve. Misofik atabo lechasroi, al techasrenu misofik. Omer Rabbi Akiva, odom ze becheskas tomei hu oimet. Now let's look at why you're looking at the mikveh. Let's look at the person. The person was becheskas tome. Now, did this person toivel himself? I don't know if he toiveled himself. He's becheskas tome. So calls man, I don't know that the tefillah helped. Kozman, I don't know, this was a kosher mikveh. We tell the person on chazoke. Becheskes tomei huoymet, misofik atabo letaroi, misofik you want to be metairim, al titarenu misofik. Let us see Rashi. Meno amina lo, the ein eid echod nemon, bedvar erve lifseo, that an eid echod is not nemon, vaafilu ein loy makrish, afilu no one is makrishim, Megure, Smayim, Kimin Breches Smayim, it was a gathering of water in one place, Kedoma, Baba Vasra, Lemochas, and Megure, Shomayim. But it's a mikveh. Shaldiskim, Shem Odom, Shem Mokim, Shem Yavne. Necheske Shleima, Aboim, Choye Rabbi Tarfon, Metayim. The Oma, Hashto, Hu, the Chosa. So I assume, I tell the mikveh and Chazoket. And I assume that now it became chosar. Bishasha tovlu bo odam vekelem shleima oisa. Mitama de lo yedim im eimes chaseira v'nimtza she'eina tvila. I don't know when it became chosar, so who says there was a tvila? So before we go further, I saw in the Bar Yaakov, he wants to say pshat in the machlekes so far between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva as follows. Rav Tarfon held that the chazoke, the mikveh, was becheskas sheyochel lesalek cheskas tumeh. That means the mikveh, reish chaydish nissen, was capable of taking off tumeh. That's what it was. It was a mikveh shleime. So memele, so I'm clearing a shaila. What happened, Beis Nissen? Beis Nissen is also capable of taking off tumas. See, what are you telling me? This person was tummy. Sure, this person was tummy. But the mikveh had a chazok, it's capable of taking off tumas. So, I tell the mikveh al cheskosa. Rabbi Kiva, so he wants to say Rabbi Kiva holds, we have here two chazokis against one chazok. We have a cheskes tumah of the Tomei. We have a chazoke da hashta harei chosel lefonecha. Now you see it's chosel. So there's a svarit to say, so just like it is now, Mesama was before also, there's a chazoke da hashta. which is not as strong as a chazaka l'shava, but there is a chazaka da'ashta. And then there's also, so you have two chazakas saying that mistama the person is tame, he is a cheskes tume, and there's a chazaka da'ashta reichos l'fanecha, against one chazaka of cheska shleime, and that's called ha'ati l'reyese, and I assume that the person is tame. So far, it's so good. Now, all of a sudden, going to come into a very difficult Gemara. Omar Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon wants to bring a raya to himself. So he says, Moshel lo'oimed u'makriv agabi ha-mizbeyan. So he gives a Moshel. A person, a kohen, was oimed u'makriv agabi ha-mizbeyan. V'noida shohu ben grusha oy ben chalutze. We found out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutze. I mean, this person was doing avodah for the last 20 years. He was used by the elite of Klal Yisrael. Tadik, Ados, fine. Now, two Edom come and say, no, this person's father was a mother was a grusha. The mother was a grusha, two Edom are made and dead. So Memele, so now I know he's a cholo. The mother, he never was a kohen, he's a cholo. So now the shaila is all the people that brought kavanos, this person was chayav chatos and an oila. So what happens now? Shavaydos like shaila. All the avoiders till then are kosher. So memele, so Rav Tarfon is saying, so just like over there, all the avoiders, till we found out that he's a kosher, that he's a cholo, are kosher. So the same thing, all the kalim that we toivel, till we found out that it's a mikvah chosah, is also kosher. We'll see, the comparison is very difficult, but I just would like to learn through the Gemara and we'll live with the comparison, then we'll come back to try to understand. But that was Rav Tarfon's raya. So just like over there, even though now I found out that he's a cholo, and the problem is over there, I found out that he always was a cholo. If in that second avoid this kosher, and here if I found that it always was kosher, the things that were getoyvot would never be toil. So what is he comparing? That's a big problem. But let us continue, assuming we understand the comparison. So he's comparing two halachas, just like over there. If I found out, 20 years later, I found out that this kohen was a cholo. I found out that he's pasul. So the din is, all the kavanas he was makriv till now are kosher. So the same thing, I found out, now that the mikveh is chosah, but till I found out, so let us say, in other words, ignorance is bliss. Just like over there, I was ignorant, I didn't know he was a cholo. So it's kosher, all the kavanos are kosher. So here also, now I found out it's chosah, but I didn't know till now. So the tefillah is kosher. Fine. That was the dimyan of Rav Tarfon. Omar Rav Akiva, Moshe lo'oimed u'makriv al gabi ha-mizbeach, v'noide shohu balmum, sh'avodosoi psula. So Rav Akiva said, I'll give you another Moshe, where I'll show you ignorance is not bliss. There was a person, for 20 years, he was makriv kobonis, and then an aide comes and says that this person is a balmum. Born mum, he had a mum all along. So now the din is that all the avoides he had done till now are possible. We put up a kol koire, whoever was makir bachatos or any company was mechuyiv in the past 20 years, please come again to the Beis Hamikdash. That was a possible avoide, he was a balmum, and you have to. So Rabbi Tarfon is bringing a raya from the ignorance of psul chalolis, that their ignorance is bliss, and the avodas kosher. And Rabbi Akiva is bringing a raya of the ignorance of a bal mum, and then the din is that avodas possible. Omer Rabbi Talmud. So now, each one with a raya. Omer Rabbi Talmud. Atodi misoi le bal mum. You compare a mikveh to a bal mum. Vani de misoi le ben grusha. And I said it's similar to a ben grusha, or le ben chalutza. Nira, so let us see, lemi daime. Who is this similar to? Oi daime le ben grusha le ben chalutza. I daime le ben grusha le ben chalutza. The name ke ben grusha ke ben chalutza. If a mikveh choser is similar to a ben grusha, then I'm right. And we'll compare it to a ben grusha ben chalutza. That we see there the halacha is that if he were ignorant that he was a chalot, it's the avodas kosher. So if a mikveh is daime to a ben grusha, we're ignorant that it was chaser, the avodas kosher. That's the way we assume that the things are toil. Im daime le balmum, if we'll say a mikveh similar to a balmum, that means I compared it to a cholov, you compared it to a balmum, but let's now analyze the what is a mikveh daime to? Is it more daime to a balmum, or is it daime to a cholov? Yeah. Hischel Rabbi Kiva loved it. So Rabbi Kiva said, fine, let's see, what is daime to? Mikveh psuloi biyochid. An eight echad could passel a mikveh. O balmum psuloi biyochid. And an eight echad could be passel a coin and say he's a balmum. Bal yechiach ben grusho ben chalutze she psuloi bishnai. Again, we're learning now the Gemara without understanding the oimek advarim. But al kaponim, so Rabbi Kiva said, well, we're talking about three psulim. We're talking about a mikveh that was chasa. We're talking about a kohen who was a balmum. We're talking about a kohen who was a chol. So Rabbi Kiva said, so let's compare mikveh to balmum. If an eidechad will say that a mikveh is chasa, an eidechad is nema. If an eidechad will say that a kohen is a balmum, an eidechad is nema. If an Eidechot will say that a person is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzi, he's not Nemo. So you see that mikveh is daimet to Balmum and not to mikveh. That's raya number one. Davarache, I'll tell you another cheshbon that mikveh is daimet to Balmum and not to Ben Grusha. Davarache, mikveh psuloi vigufoi. A mikveh is a psul in the guf ha-mikveh. It's missing memsa. Balmum psuloi begufoi. A balmum, it's also a psul in his guf. He's a balmum. Vayechiyach ben grushe o ben chalutze she psuloi me'acherem. Here, a ben grushe is psul because of his mother. She made him a cholum. So different, you see? That a balmum is daimet a mikveh, and this is a ben grusha is different. All my light now, I've often understood the raya. We're looking like everything is zoya to us. About kaponim, all my light, I've often akive kol apoyrish mimcha kepoyrish minachem. You murdered it. The way you analyze the inyan. I see, someone is Pirish from you, is Kepirish Minachai. I see it, you're 100% right. That mikveh is daimet to balmum. And just like a balmum, if we were ignorant of his mum, the halacha is that he is, that avoideh is posel. So the same thing, if we're ignorant of the chesaron of the mikveh, the halacha is that he's tamei. Well, let's just go a little further, just to understand how this comes into Kiddushin over here. Rava brought a raya from this Gemara. The Rava said, let's try to figure out what Rabbi Akiva said in the first comparison. Rabbi Akiva said, Hai Palmum Shepsula Biyochit Hechido. That Rabbi Akiva said that there is a similarity by Mikveh and Balmum, because both are Nifsal to an Eidechot. Masha'en Kein, Aben Grusha, you need to wait. Hai Balmum Shepsula Biyochit Hechido. Ideko Makhish Lei. If the Balmum is Makhishim, Mi Mehem? That means I come over to a person, a kohen, I tell him, no, you're a balmum. He says, you're a liar, I'm not a balmum. So it's a psulei biyochid, I'll believe him. Elo deshosit. So it's speaking about that the person who I'm saying is a balmum keeps quiet. I tell him, you're a balmum, and he doesn't answer me. So there, neidechod is nemo. And Vafal P came, a Ben Grusha in a similar case, so we have to compare the cases, that a Neidechot came over to Anisha and told her, you know, you were a Grusha, and she didn't say a word about it, and there the Din is Neidechot is not Nemo. So you see that to say Ben Grusha, which is equivalent to a Dovashe Be'elva, we had mentioned last, which the Tosfos Chit says, Zaina, Grusha, Ben Grusha, everything has a din of a Dovah Shebe'elva. That's what we see from the Sugya. What's got Ben Grusha, Mechlusa, the Shasik. It's also speaking about, he said, you're a Grusha, Oktani, Mikva Psulai, Biyachit, Bamum Psulai, Biyachit, Vayachir Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutze, Shepsulai, Bishnai. So that's how the Sugya comes in, that Rove brought a Raya from this Bereisev, that an Eidechot is not Nemon to say that an Isha was a Grusha, even though the Isha was Shosik. Now let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, yeah, Shavaydos is Shavad Kvar Ksheira, the Kamen Yalav, we learn that from a Pasuk that it's Kosher. Amum Shavaydos is Shavad Kvar Psula, Atlo Yishogik, the Kamen Yalav, Mikve psule biyochid, bo echad bo oma anim motati ve nim tzach oser nemon. Ve kaimon deidechod nemon bi yisurim. Deidechod is nemon bi yisurim. Here Rashi is saying, deidechod bi yisurim afilu lahachmer, to say that it's a possible mikve. U barmum psule biyochid, bo echad bo oma barmum hu nemon, ve kaimon meforish lo. So that was one dimyan, and then the other dimyan was, that mikve psulei begufoi, bamum psulei begufoi, and Ben Grusha psulei me'acherim machmas imoi. That is the Gemara. Now, before we chaser over the Gemara, I would just like to learn Tosfos. Now let us learn Tosfos, then we'll see what the difficulties in Tosfos, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Omer Rabbi Tarvin, Moshe lo'imed u'makriv al gabi ha-mizbeach. Ve'im toima, my Moshe lo'zeh. So Tosfos is a very, very pertinent tasha. Harei b'moshe, you're comparing the mikveh to a moshe. Afilu noide she'apostel ho'yi b'sha'as avoyde. I know he was apostel. So Eidah come and say he was, he's a ben grusha. So I know he was apostel. Afilochi Avidosik Shaira. Now by this Goshik and the Mukha Basama Mik is a post is a posik on it. Even not in the posik, a cholo did Avoide, and the posik speaking, we didn't know he was a cholo. Navoy discussion a posik. That means this is like a poradum. But that's what Allah is. Allah is that I learned that from a posik that he did Avoide and I never knew he was a cholo, and we find that 1 year later he was a cholo. We have a posik that Avoy discussion. Why, what, when? So there's a question. Ubechi I got, like Tosfos, by mikveh, gabi mikveh im nimtzo shemedidosoi hoise tchila betoy. What will be, let's talk about mikveh. That, where Rosh Chodesh Nissen, they measured the mikveh, and the Rav Amarsha said it's a kosher mikveh. He put in a measuring stick into the mikveh, he measured it, and it's here's the right water level. And people were using this mikveh for the last 6 months. And then someone asked this Rav Amarsha, there's two lines in the stick. When you measured it, which line was the water level? The bottom line or the top line? He said, oh, the bottom line. He says, Yid. The bottom line means the water level has to go up to the top line, not to the bottom line. So it comes out that people were using this mikveh because the person who measured it did not know how to measure. He was using the wrong measurement. He was measuring that the water level is sufficient to go up to the bottom line. And really, in order for the mikveh to be kosher, to go up to the top line. So Taisa says, you're comparing mikveh. You're comparing a mikveh to a cholul. A cholul is speaking about, I know klo he was a posel lekoyin. I know klo he was a cholul. And I have exeges a kosher that avoid this kosher. So let me ask you, if I'll find out that the mikveh was always posel, was posel then. But he agav negabi mikveh nimse shemedidos he ois atchila betois. Ha rois of tmeis lo mafrei fila raptam. It has to be tome. That was a kosher mikveh. So, Rav Tavon will be medamed this to the cholol. So what? Rav Tavon is talking about a case, I don't know, with a ganzer mikveh, not a ganzer mikveh, shal mikveh chazok. So what comparison is this with a cholol? That's the Yishvah's kashin, the kashin's a moir in the kitab. Ba'oimari. So now, we're going to see how Tosfos lem shat in the Gemara. The betarti pligi, there's a double machloikis between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. One machloikis we see with the naked eye, and the second machloikis we have to figure out from the Moshe. But there's a double machloikis, which was not mentioned directly in the Baraisa. There's a double machloikis. Vaymari. The betarti pligi. Pligi betare shenaso al gabo of lamapreya. There's one machloikis, if I don't know when it became chosa, so the tarish and nasal gabbled mafrey, ma'rozil bosa chazoke, the mikveh, ma'rozil bosa chazoke, the odom, ubishaloi noida chason amikolo mafrey. We don't know if it ever was chos. We don't know. So we don't know. So Rav Tarfon says we put the mikvah in the chazoke. Rav Akiva says we put the tomei, becheskas tomei. In this machloikis is no shaykhis at all with a ben grusha, with a balmum. Nothing. No shaykhis with that. Upligi nami b'mikve shetovol b'koyin. And there's a new machloikis, a brand new machloikis. A koyin went to the mikve. V'ovad avoide. He did avoide. After he did avoide, mordik, he did a mordik avoide with all kabonis. Ubo eidim v'idu shoya mikve chosa koyidim atvil. And then eidim come and say, that was a apostle in mikveh. He, yeah. Rav Tarfon oimer sheira avoide. The avoide is kosher. Midi dahava ben grusha ben chalutze. Vahoko yamosha. So let us just understand a little what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying this moshul, this a new machloikis. A koyin toivled himself in a mikveh which he was under the impression was a kosher mikveh. He did the avoid. He was tamei before. He toivled himself. And he was under the impression that he became toya. And then he did the avoid. And later we find out that he was tamei. He didn't know and he was tamei. So now there's a machloikis. What's with the avoid? So a new machloikis. So Rav Tarfon says the avoid is kosher. Just like if he didn't know he was a cholol, the avoid is kosher. If he didn't know that he was tamei, the avoid is kosher. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's like a balmum. Just like if he didn't know he's a balmum, that way it is possible. He didn't know his tummy, that way it is possible. So, that's pretty good. Good. So, till here, we can think we understand by saying as follows. There are three psulim by avoidis koyin. There's a psul chalolis, there's a psul mum, there's a psul tume. And now we have certain halachas. What if the avoda was done being ignorant of these psulim? What is the din with the avoda? So, by psul chalolis, the halacha is the avoda is kosher. By psul mum, the halacha is the avoda is its posel. And now you have a machlekes, the psul tume is this similar to the psul chalales, similar to psul mum. Like this, we could somehow try to say we understand these medamet to mum, these medamet to chalales. That wouldn't be too bad. But this, the kasha is a chapela. Let's not talk about a mikvah minute. Let's talk about a different kasha. Let's talk about a kasha. Let's talk about, let's say, a bad example. A person, let's say, was Tomei, and he toibled himself, but Lemaisa, there were five hairs sticking out of the water when he toibled himself. So, no tefillah. He thought he made a good tefillah. He didn't know. There was and then a person was watching it, or Tuwait, and whatever it is, were watching, and they saw that it was a possible tefillah. Fine. So he's Tomei. He was Vadei. He went to the, when he was going to the Avoyden, this other person went, it was Navarro, it was a person of Tila, fine. And now, so it's also the same Shaila. Here we have, there was a Psul Tume, the Avoyden was done by Tume, ignorant. So we have the Shaila. See, if you're done with Tume, it's a Chalola, if you're done with Tume, it's a Mum. So, it's the same thing. But when we look at the Gemara says, let's see what it's similar to. Mikveh psulai biyochid. How do you battle a mikveh? With a yochid. A palmum, how do you battle? With an eidechot. So, what is similar? A mikveh similar to a palmum. Who's talking about a mikveh? The shayla is about a mikveh. The shayla is about ignorance of tumah. Who cares how you battle a mikveh? We just said the din would be the same. The din would be the same if he tabled in a kosher mikveh. His apostle it will also be the same thing. Why are you talking about a mikveh? Mikveh psulai begufayin. Who's talking about a mikveh? We're talking about the psul tumeh, the psul chalolah, the psul mum. Why are you talking about a mikveh? That's not the din over here. So this kasha, the Marit asks, Antaisvis, Nayel Sashachis, Antaisvis. It's a very difficult kasha. So Antaisvis, they don't understand, and we also don't understand. Right? Al Kaponin. It means the Gemara later that all of a sudden brought in a shayla how you pass, you can pass a mikveh with a neidechot. That is not what we're speaking about over here. The shayla is not in the mikveh. The shayla is in the psul tumah. Fine. Now let us go back to the Gemara and we'll try to play the others say Rashi did not say, the Rashi never mentioned us as a double machloikis. It seems this whole Gemara is a hemshech, a continuation of the first machloikis. So now we have to understand pshat in this, the comparison of you have a mikveh, a sofek, if it was chasar or not chasar, the morish tel sut, the chalolis. So we have to understand the Gemara. So let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara brought down the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rav Tarfon. We have a mikveh, which now is a chosar, and we don't know what it was the last few months. Rav Tarfon says he stole the mikveh on Chazokin, and Rabbi Kiva says he stole the tamei on Chazokin. So we have, in reality, we have here two Chazokin. We have a cheskas tara of the mikveh. We have a cheskas tuma of the tameh. These are, between you and me, conflicting chazokas. The cheskas tuma says, Kolzman, you don't know he became oish tameh, he's still tameh. The cheskas tara says, Kolzman, you don't know that the mikveh is chosar, it's not chosar. Now we have two conflicting chazokas, and the shayla is what to do. So Rav Tarfon said, Omar Rav Tarfon, Moshul lo'oime do makiv al gabi ha-mizbeach. The noida shehu ben grushay ben chalutze, shaboidos lo'i ksheyem. So the avoida is ksheyem. We learn out from our prophet that avoida is ksheyem. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, he wants to learn pshat in the Gemara, that, how do we understand? Why is the avoida, why is he a cholol? And he did the avoide, and how does the avoide the avoide so? And here the avoide is kosher. We learn from a possible. What's the gather of the possible? The Bnei Yeshua wants to say let's talk in Din Anhoge. He didn't know that he's a chomer. So he had a cheskas heter to do the avodah. Cheskas heter is olim. That a cheskas heter is a strong chazoke. That means that I did not have to think for a split second that I'm a posel akoyim. I was supposed to be a kosher akoyim. And the Torah went all the way and said, since in Anhoge, the chazoke is so convincing, so even though it's not true that you are a cholo, but we'll say the avoid is kosher. That means the Torah was marshal the avoider because you were guided by a cheskas heter, which is tremendously convincing. So the Torah said, so if you were, you were guided by such a birur of cheskas heter, so memele, that is why we were marshal that way. Masha enke, cheskas tume, or cheskas isa, he held is not such a strong chazoke. Cheskas tume, a cheskas isa, cheskas tume is not a strong chazoke. So therefore, he says, if we have conflicting chazokes, so Rabtafen held the cheskas tara, the cheskas heta, overcomes the cheskas tume. He said, he had a raya from a pasuk, and the pasuk is only cheskas heta. So the pasuk says that cheskas heter, since it's such a convincing chazoke, that memele, we will go with his mistake, and we'll say that avoid his kosher because he was 100% convinced that he was taka kosher the koyav. That's the koyav of cheskas heter. So Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva brought a raya from Talmud. You see, telling me Cheska, he also had a Cheska Heta. It was so sick that he was a Kayin Sholem. No one ever put back out. And then you see that we find out that he was a Balmum. We find that he was a Balmum. So that the way this puzzle, so there's no such thing. So now the Gemara said, so I'll show you Cheskas Heter is nothing. That you're telling me a Gedor in the Posik. You tell me that Gedor in the Posik, that Gedor is. You tell me Pshat in the Posik. It's not a Poradume. Pshat is if you relied on a Cheskas Heter, which is a Moiradike Biror in Anhoge, Taylor said, nobody discussed it. So he told them, listen, I'll show you my mom. It's not like that. So Rabbi Talfan said, let's go further to the Gemara. So Omar Rabbi Talfan, Ato di Misoi le Balmum, you compared it to a Balmum. Vani di Misoi le Ben Grusha. By Ben Grusha we see Cheskas Heter, Moiradik. And you're good, you compared it. So I'm saying the Cheskas Heter, the Cheskas Akashas of the Mikveh, similar to the Cheskas. And you were madame to a Balmum. Nire le mi doim. Let's see. So the cheskas kashas of the mikveh, is it doime to Balmum? Or is it doime to halom? So nire le mi doim. I doime le ben grusha le ben chalutze. The dineine ki ben grusha ki ben chalutze. Doime le Balmum. The dineine ki Balmum. Hisrael Rabbi Kiva Lohi, Mikveh Psulai B'yochid, Ubalmum Psulai B'yochid, Ayechiyach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutze She Psulai B'shnai. So he says, now let's, I agree with you, your lumbus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutze seems to such a strong chazoke that therefore the Torah said that did the avoid it? The avoid will be kosher. Fine. Let's say that is pshat and kosher. Fine. But I'll tell you there's a difference between the chazoke that he's not a cholov, and the chazoke that he's not a bomo. What's the difference? Neidechot is nemon. Neidechot will say that a person is a palmum, and neidechot is nemon. And neidechot will say that a mikveh is possible, and neidechot is nemon. So you see, this chazoke not so strong, and neidechot could wipe it out. Neidechot is nemon kineged this chazoke. And neidechot will say that a person is a ben grusha, nothing doing. Need to wait. So you're right. You showed me that by Ben Grusha, you showed me that since there's a long distance, the chazaka is so convincing and so strong that the Torah said, if you rely on that, avoid discussion. Yeah, 100%. That's the chazaka of Ben Grusha. Because to change that chazaka, this is equivalent to a davar she'be'erve. So to change this chazaka, you need to aid him to change this chazaka. This chazak is a strong chazak. 100% right? But don't tell me a mikveh is a strong chazak. Because an eidecha says it's a possible mikveh, the mikveh is possible. Eidecha says it's a balmum, so he's a balmum. So memele, so don't compare mikveh to cholol, compare mikveh to balmum. Fine. That's dichoy number one. Which is not too bad, so a little bit we can understand the Gemara. Dichi number two. Dabarach. Mikve psulai begufay. Balmum psulai begufay. Ayechiach ben grusha ben chalutze she psulai meachel. So Rashi said that from the mother he became a cholov to the mother. So what's pshat this gemara? It's not mish sisrei tzedem. So they bring down from Rav Shach the Chaim of Och, he said, Pshat in this Gemara, the Dovaracha as well. We see that the Torah was makel by one of the psulim. That means we have it to Allah. A person that did avoid al balmum b'shoigik, he didn't know avoid is possible. A person, we have psukim for all these things. A person did avoid he was a cholol, he didn't know avoid is. You know what? I'll tell you. You know what the difference is? Not the difference in the chazoket. No. I'll tell you. The psul of halolus is a smaller psul than the psul of balmum. Why? A balmum psul ebegufoy. That means he's a balmum. A balmum, you have to be a sholem. He's a balmum. He's posul. A mikveh, that doesn't have memso. It's a posul, a mikveh. A cholol is a very interesting type of a psul. Mitzad the father is a kohen. How does one become a kohen? He is a father kohen. Well, this son also is a father kohen. Mitzad the mother, there was nischalol from her kedushas kune. So this chalolos overlaps the din kohen that he has from his father. So he's a kohen with a psul. That means, let's say a bad marshal, the Sfulnu says that the Yishmael was called a pera odom. He said, you know why? Because he had a father an odom and a mother a chamor. He's a pera odom. He's a partial chamor and partial odom. A cholol is also the same thing. He has a father a kohen, a mother a cholol. So this combination, he's a mechulul dike kohen. He's a kohen with chalolos. But not that he's not a kohen. He's a kohen with chalolos. So this psul, he has in himself kohuna also. He has chalolos also. So this psul, the Torah said like this, if you were ignorant of the psul, was done b'shaygig, and the voidu was over and done with already, I'm not telling you to continue doing that. Nah. But it was done already, it was done, and he is a kohen, and he has kedushas kohuna of some sorts. No, we have here the chalolus from the mother that is darkening or being his kedushas kohuna mitzad the father. That means he's a kohen with chalolus. So here we said, so we will recognize the chelek ha-kohen sheboy to be mashed to the boy. So Mamela, so in the second Lashon, the Zavaracha, Rabbi Kiva is saying, your host Torah, it's not both of Chazak. And that is what kind, this Zeres HaKosov, that Avoide that was done, B'Torah's Chalolos, an Avoide that was done B'Torah's Chalolos, B'li Yediyosai, is kosher, that's because the Psul Chalolos is a different type of a psul. It's a different type of a psul. For just 1 minute, I would like to perhaps say about, perhaps with this, we can understand a Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Makis. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Makis says as follows. If two Adam said that a person is a Ben Gush and a Ben Chalutz, which means he's a Chalutz, and then they were Mazim then, so they don't become a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutz. So the Gemara says, why not? She's only Kashi Zom Alas Zlochev, so the Eidim HaKahana, let's make him a Ben Grusha and a Chalutz. So the Gemara says, it says, Vasisam Loi V'loi L'Zaroi. That means the punishment of a Zoma only affects the Eidim. It can't affect his descendants. The punishment is mugbul to the Eidim. And here, if you'll make them Chalolem, so the children will also lose their conditions. He did not inish of Hazam. Frech the Gemara, the Livsalei Lididei, the Livsalei Lizar. Well, if you tell me Leilu Zar is that the punishment only goes to the Edom and not to the children. So let's make it like that. He'll be puzzled, but all his descendants will be kosher. Let's make it like that. So Masa says, no, we have a Bina Kasha Zaman Valeki. He wanted to pass the Edom's kids also. So Mamela, we can't let him get away with this. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that if we could do such a thing, so the halacha would be that the Edim will become Halolim, and the children would be Kahan. So I once asked the Shaila as follows. I asked the Shaila, let us say that there was a millionaire, he had $1 million. And he comes, the two millionaires, and they said Adis that Beryl owes them $1 million. Beryl owes them $1 million. Now they have $2 million. Two millionaires said that Beryl owes them $1 million. Or whatever it is. So and then we're mazim them. So what did it seem like a masochet? So they have to give all their money, whatever it is, let's say, they give away their money. Now, I'll ask Akasha, so before this Maisa, the children and grandchildren were Batuach. They're millionaire sons. No Daigas of Panosa. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying he has to give away the $1 million. So you're saying he has to give away the $1 million. So, Nebuch, Eloi V'loi L'Zahoi. So, it seems that's no Kasha. Because I'm doing to him if the kids are suffering. That's what I'm doing to the children. I'm doing to him. I'm taking away his money. Now the children have a father without money. I won't come upon them. I never did anything for the children. So Lechaira, yes, the Kasha. So if you'll take away Kedusha's Kuna from him, so you say, but the children are suffering. So let's take a look. If you take away Kedusha's Kuna from him, or you take away $1 million from him. But just when you take $1 million from him, the children are not suffering. That's called I'm punishing the children. So the same thing. I take away Kedusha's Kuna. It's not called the children are suffering. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, which is a better kasha, you're taking away Kedusha's Kuna from him. Fine, I see some light. So the Gemara says, I have an Eitzah. He'll be a Chalal, and the children will be Kahan. I said, Shema Shemai. How could the children be Kahan if they have a father Chalal? Where are they going to get their Kedusha's Kuna from? Where? From the Luftin, from the Zayder. Their father is a Chalal. He doesn't have any Kedusha's Kahuna, so how could they be Kahana? But the way we're saying now is not too bad. The way we're saying now, every Chalol is also a Kohen. He's a Kohen with Chalolos. And the Chalolos is shtels his Kedusha's Kahuna. That means he has Kedusha's Kahuna, but he has Chalolos also, so the Chalolos shtels the Kedusha's Kahuna. So the Gemara says, so this shtel will not be transmitted to his children. So therefore, so this is like, he just got a shter to his Kedusha's Kuna, but it doesn't go over B'Yerusha. that could be.